Parsha of Re'e begins, Re'e, see, I have set before you this day blessing and curse. From these words it follows clearly that all events, whether they appear to us good or bad, blessing or curse, I have set before you. That is, they are all determined by an all-pervasive divine providence which governs everything in the universe. Nothing happens by chance. Rambam thus states that the concept of prayer and crying out to God establishes the very principle that God takes notice of our situations, and it is through him that they improve if we obey or deteriorate if we disobey. We must not think that such things happen by chance, as it is written, if you walk with me, Bekeri, in the way of chance, that is, if you think that the heavenly punishments are mere coincidence, then I shall add for you with this alleged coincidence even more troublesome things. For the belief that these events are mere accidents causes people's persistence in their wrongdoings and prevents them from turning away from them. But this raises a serious question. It seems to contradict the principle that nothing evil descends from above. Moreover, Scripture states explicitly, evil and good do not emanate from the mouth of the Supreme Being. The Medrash answers this question by reading our verse as follows. Re'e, see, I have set this day blessing and curse before you. That is, as of this day, evil and good come of themselves. Evil comes upon those who do evil, and good upon those that do good. In other words, everything happens by divine providence. But the Almighty has set the order in such a way that we ourselves, through our behavior, bring about whatever happens to us. We are responsible for all and any consequences, and have no one to blame but ourselves. Good and evil do not emanate from above, but from ourselves. The Baal Shem Tov thus interprets the verse that states, God is your shade. Just as the shadow imitates and follows the person, so is God compared to your shadow. As man acts, so God reacts. Even so, the Medrash continues. God remains directly involved and says to us, not only have I set two paths before you, life and death, blessing and curse, but I'm still dealing with you beyond the measure of strict justice, with mercy. And I said to you, therefore do choose life. Everything works according to the providential plan. Nothing happens by chance or accident. Even so, our destiny is in our own hands, through our freedom of choice. Moreover, God says, I did not give Israel the blessings and the curses to harm or hurt them, but only to make them aware of the good way that they should choose, in order for them to benefit. Our parsha says, Re'e, see, I have set before you blessing and curse this day. This means, this day, only here and now, when the punishments occur, do they appear as a harmful curse. The purpose, however, is to correct us, to teach us a lesson. Once we come to our senses and repent of our evil ways, then we shall realize that it was all kindness and blessing, for our benefit, like unpleasant medicine that cures and heals.